After a cold winter, the month of April turned warmer than normal across the state. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with climatologist Brian Brettschneider each week as part of the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider told editor Annie Feit April broke the string of below normal temperatures that dominated the winter months.
Certainly, March was exceptionally cold here in Alaska. April, we kind of flipped the switch. And so almost every part of the state was above normal. Canada was generally below normal. And Eagle, Alaska, was the only station in the state that was below normal, and just by a hair. So pretty much above normal, coast to coast.
Are there some places that stand out in terms of how much above normal they were?
Well, like has been the case for a long time, the North Slope and then the northwest part of the state were significantly above normal. So like Kotzebue was 11 degrees above normal, Nome 10 degrees above normal. Those are really, really large departures. And those were actually the largest for the entire United States, all of North America, as compared to normal. So exceptional warmth on that part of the state, and for the central and southern part of the state, about 2 to 4 degrees above normal.
And when you're talking about 10 degrees above normal, I mean, like, how shocking is that?
10 degrees is a lot. So, for example, for Kotzebue for April, they should be 13 degrees on average, but they were 24. So 24 is something that you would expect, for around, say, Fairbanks. So it's really it's essentially moving the climate for hundreds of miles. So it's not unheard of. 10 degrees above normal for months, especially in the cold season. It happens from time to time. In fact, March was 10 degrees below normal for some parts of the state. But we've seen a lot of these the last few years. A lot of places have been 8, 10, 12 degrees above normal for a month. So they start to add up, and it's a troubling sign.
And what about precipitation for April?
Well, April, March, April, May, those are the real dry months in Alaska. And so it's not uncommon to go an entire month with little or no precipitation. And that was certainly the case this month around the state. There were places that didn't see any precipitation or next to none. So speaking of Kotzebue again, they were only had 5 hundredths of an inch. Up on the North Slope, Barrow, Djakovic had just a trace of precipitation. And the entire state really was below normal.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate and climate change in the state.